Reish Pei Vav, Sif Hei. Mechaber says on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't say Baruch Hu after the last Kaddish. Some places they're noyig to say Baruch Hu after the last Kaddish and of Davening. Mechaber says on Shabbos and Yom Tov not to. The Moses look in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, where the Mo explains his opinion on the matter well, and we're not going to delve into that now. Reish Pei Zayin, Nichem Avelim and Bikacholim on Shabbos. One Sif. The Mechaber says that you can Nachem an Oval on Shabbos, and you go also Mevaker Acholah on Shabbos. However, you should not say the same thing you say on weekdays, the same lashon of, well, wishing the person or for shleimo or makom nachem eschem b'soshah v'litzim v'shaloyim, which the Torah explains, because you're not supposed to be ma'ir tzar and bechi and crying on Shabbos. That's not the appropriate for Shabbos. So in Mela, even when you are mevaka chayil, are menachem avol, you should say a different nusach, which we'll discuss momentarily. Mishnah Berurah says that the Gemara says that because you have difficulty allowed, nicham avelim and bechayilim on Shabbos. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that those people who would have to go on Shabbos, not during the week, it's not yafet, not the right thing to do. And the Be'er Halacha, having Snachrayim, he points out that sometimes you have somebody who during the week is much busy, he doesn't have time. At Shabbos, he has time to back a chayla, a friend of his who's a chayla, that he knows or appreciates his coming, he comes to visit them. So in such a case, it's a mitzvah to go, and you should not hold back on going on Shabbos Yom Tov just because he did not go during the week. It means if somebody has both options in front of him, he should rather go during the week. Additionally, if someone went during the week, he can go again on Shabbos. For somebody who has all the options in front of him to purposely choose to go on Shabbos rather than during the week, that is what we're trying to avoid over here. So what's the nusach that you say on Shabbos when you go to this person to Mevakar Chayla? The Shulchan Aruch says that you say Shabbos Yom Lizik, Shabbos not an appropriate time to cry, but Refuah Kreva Lovely, that we shouldn't have to cry on Shabbos, and the Refuah Shlem should come. And Mechaber adds on, few more words, V'rach L'ruvim, Hashem's Racham are many, V'shivisu B'shalom, and you should have a Shabbos B'shalom. And the Moses says you don't have to add on the Rachel Ruben Meshivs B'Shalom. And Taka, the Moses says the Minhag does not say those words. And Taka, the Minhag just say Shabbos Yom Lizik, Refuah Kreva Lovely today in our world. The Mishnah Berurah says the Menichem Avelim. Also, you say Shabbos Yom Lanachem, Nechama Kreva Lovely. You know, the Mechaber did not say to use that Nusach, but the Mishnah Berurah says that is the matching Nusach Menichem Avelim. The Acharonim say this. Mishnah Berurah does bring, and the Acharonim say that on Shabbos he could say Hamokim Minachemcha, or Mokim Minachemcha, a typical Nusach like that. So B'Kacholim, it's clear, they don't say regular for Shleim, you say Shabbos Yom Lizik, Refuah Kreva Lovely, Menichem Avelim, Pashtus, you say Shabbos Yom Nachem, Nechama Kreva Lovely, but there are those who allow you to say Hamokim Minachemcha. Mishnah Berurah brings the Pimigonim, if an Ovel comes to Shul during Shiva, it comes Friday night after they send Ms. Mashiach ready, so that Tzibah is ready to Kabbalah Shabbos, the Shabbos should not call out that Tzu Nega, the Ovel, go out to greet the Ovel to Menachem him, because not just to mention Avelis in public, Avelis Professia on Shabbos, but somebody probably wants to go and say Shabbos Yom Nachem, Nechama Kreva Lovely, one could go over and say that, or whichever sheet, whatever they're saying, they can do it privately, but it should not be a whole public thing. Now, this is going with the assumption that we are Mekal Shabbos and Ms. Mashiach, the Emma says that it's Machlekes, we had previously, if it's Rabbi V'Shalom, or Ms. Mashiach, or Rabbi Baruch Hu, our places, those that have the Maseres Ashkenaz from Germany, where the Avilim walk in after Ms. Mashiach, after Hashem Moloch, before Baruch Hu, and the Rav turns around and says, Hamakim Menachem, and everyone else says, together and after the Rav, and that seems to be that they hold that they're only Mekabel Shabbos by Baruch Hu, and they don't go with Ms. Mashiach. It's a different shittus, and Pimigam here is going with the assumption that Ms. Mashiach is the right time, and it's probably the generally Mekabel Gepsak Klai, so that after Ms. Mashiach will Mekabel Shabbos, and therefore there should not be a public mentioning of Avelis anymore at that point. Simon Reish Peches, the Lachas of Tainis, of fasting and task on Shabbos, the first Sif, Mechaber says, also the fast on Shabbos past Chatzais, one cannot fast to Chatzais. Shabbos explains even during the week, one who waits till after Chatzais to start eating is Kazerg Evan Lachemis. It's not so effective anymore than eating at that point because he already fasted for too long, and therefore on Shabbos we also have to fast that long. Mishnah Berurah says that to fast L'shem Tainus, because you want to make a Tainus on Shabbos also even for a short amount of time, even less than that. This is even Shalei L'shem Tainus. One cannot wait until after Chatzais to start eating and drinking on Shabbos. Even Mishnah Berurah says that it's Shalei Kedin, it's wrong that some Kehillahs they fast on Shabbos till shortly before Chatzais because the Xeris that the guy made on them, because L'shem Tainus, one should not be Kaveh a Tainus on Shabbos even for less than till Chatzais. And Mishnah Berurah says if somebody ate something in the morning, he says right before Musaf, for the Chara, the same thing would be before Shachris, if it was Ba'if and Heter, then they're allowed to. So then they don't have to eat anything until after Chatzayis, because they're already called that they ate or drank something, and that's good enough. Even though they didn't have their proper suit yet. The Ramah says even someone's learning and davening, still they cannot fast past Chatzayis. Mishnah Berurah brings, therefore it's wrong, the Chazam would daven too long, especially in the winter, and Chatzayis earlier, and they get past Chatzayis. Rosh Hashanah is the only exception. Our friend would say someone's learning and davening could fast past Chatzayis. So Mishnah Berurah does bring such a shita. So if there is somebody who eating is harmful for him, it's not only for him, it's better he should not eat. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's talking about somebody who is harmful for him, even to eat exais. Otherwise, he's at least washing the exais. The Masa says somebody who will be eating for him, a pleasure for him, he gets to cry, that the tzar shkoh of his heart, he could cry on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings him a chlekes, this means somebody who's crying take the davening, is ma'ir them to Bechi the crying, or somebody who's stam crying, because that's going to take the tsar of his heart, is that good enough, or only if the Bechi of davening?